Darwin did the heavy lifting when it came to explaining the broad basis of evolution, but now we need to understand at the level of the genetic machinery how this actually works across the full species spectrum. And at UCLA, Alexa Sadia has been doing this by looking at the evolution of the visual systems of bats.
We choose bats because bats are really, really, really diverse. You have 1,400 species, approximately, and they all look different in terms of shape, in terms of size, and in terms of color vision as well. We have a huge difference in terms of that also in bats. So that's why we choose bats, because of this diversity that can help us to then go broader about other species.
And what specifically were you asking of the bats, or how did you approach this?
The methods, yeah. So first we need to go to the field. We need to go where they are, to the tropics. For example, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, or Trinidad, because that's where they live. To catch bats, we put some mist nets, like a big volleyball net, between the trees in the forest, and they fly in. And we put some traps in the caves as well. So now we have the bats. We were studying the eyes, so we took some eye samples to see the final protein that is used to see colors.
Now, there's this saying, I know that you're from France, but I'm sure the same thing exists there. There's this saying, as blind as a bat. But actually,
exactly.
That's not true, is it? Because bats actually have quite good vision. We should probably really say things like as blind as a rat, because bats can see quite well, can't they?
Yeah, exactly. They see very well at night. And during the day, they can see colors. Only two, we can see three. So yeah, that's something that people don't expect for sure.
But when you actually began to probe into these visual pigments that the bats are using to endow them with their vision, what did you learn and how did that inform the overall sort of thesis of this work, which is trying to understand how they've evolved?
So we had this idea before that maybe all bats can see two colors, so green and UV. And when we studied that, we realized that a lot of bats can see both green and UV, so they can distinguish colors during the daylight or dim light. But a lot of them can only see green light. So they are kind of monochromatic because they can distinguish colors. What it showed us is one color is lost in many bats. It just showed that losing things, it seems to be an important rule during the evolution of species, because you can think that you will gain new things. But what we show here is at the beginning, it's likely that we had green and UV vision in bats, and that UV vision was lost independently, repeatedly in different species of bats.
Do they all lose that visual pigment via the same mechanism? Is it the loss of the gene? Because there are lots of different ways that you can lose something. The gene can go wrong. The process that turns the gene into the physical protein in the cell can go wrong. So there are a range of different ways of losing something. Are they all losing it the same way or different ways?
So different ways. And that's one of the other main findings of the paper, actually. Some of the bats have lost everything from the gene, so they don't have a functional gene anymore. Some species have the gene, they have the RNA, but they have lost the protein. And some species are in between. They have lost the final product, the protein. They have lost the RNA, but they still have a functional gene. So we believe that we are in different steps at the process of losing color vision in these different species, and it's never done exactly in the same way.
So what are the implications of this? Obviously, you've widened the repertoire of knowledge about this important
Yes.
groups of bats, but what does this tell us in terms of the bigger picture?
So first, we had this idea about this evolution by what we call parallel losses, which is losing things. But here it informs us how it works. And here we can see it can work at different level, gene expression, going from the gene to the protein. And that's very important because when we had this idea about having rules to have evolution, we really want to understand how it works. Now that we have that, we can apply this idea to many different proteins, many different genes, and many different other species.
Alexa Sadia.